One of the issues that is developing is the issue of food safety. I never heard of food safety 20 years ago. I guarantee you, you will be hearing more and more about this 20 years from now. Food safety is knowing what you eat, and knowing where it came from, and knowing how it was handled, what chemicals, what pesticides were used, what antibiotics were used, because as time has gone on, we have used more and more chemicals. We aren't fully aware of what it means to combine those chemicals, what it means when they're combined in food, and the lack of knowledge is frightening. And you see this movement starting to grow. Know what you eat, natural foods, organic foods. And you go into a store now, everything has marketing on it that suggests that it is natural or that it is healthy, right? Cage-free eggs, chickens that roam the landscape eggs, chickens that have never seen a cage, happy chicken eggs are healthier eggs. It's organic, it's natural, antibiotic-free, all these terms. You have stores and chains that now specialize in organic, natural, because people understand more and more that we have to be careful of what we eat, and we have to be careful of what medicines we're putting into animals that we then eat. So people understand the need. I spoke to the Attorney General about this. I think there's also a great consumer fraud case that goes with this, because many of these definitions, many of these terms have no definition. There is no definition for natural. There is no legal definition for antibiotic-free, range-free. You know, these are just marketing terms without legal definitions, suggesting to the consumer that these are more safe or these are actually healthier. But there's ambiguity in this entire area. What the state of New York is going to do is this. We are going to define those terms. What it means to have a natural product, an antibiotic-free product, safe handling. A lot of the problems are the handling of products. Are they washed? Are they washed thoroughly? Do they have bacteria on them? Do they have viruses on them when they come to the store, et cetera? We're going to define all of this in law and regulation. And then the New York State Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health will go to farms and certify that the products are being raised or produced that way. They will do on-site inspections. And if the farm participates in this program, New York Grown and Certified, they will get a special demarcation that says New York Grown and Certified, meaning they complied with these definition and terms, and they were inspected by the New York State Department of Agriculture and the New York State Department of Health, okay? So it is the credibility of the state government with the strictest regulations and on-site inspection. So if you are concerned about what you eat, as you should be, and it matters to you that it's safe, this is going to be the safest product. This gets even more complicated because a lot of the food that we are now bringing in, we don't make in this state, we don't make in this country. It comes in from overseas. You look at a lot of the organic product, it comes in from overseas. China is producing a lot of our food. China, their official reports say 80% of the land is polluted. 20% of the water is polluted and unsafe to drink. So you don't really know how these products are being grown. FDA, that looks at foreign products, inspects 1% of the products that come in. And when you walk down the aisle in a grocery store, it's like walking through the United Nations. This from China, this from Argentina, this from Turkey. What does it mean? What is it eating? What are you eating? No state in the nation does this. it will be the safest food produced, and only New York State farms can be part of this program.